The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're the old school crew coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on, kind of slowing down a little bit, obviously. But on the college football front, DP, and obviously we'll jump into a little bit of Nebraska stuff because they portal guys are here, so forth and so on. The movement of coordinators is abound, right? So you got to think Notre Dame's coordinator took a job with the Bengals, and which set off, I think, the domino effect. Tom Allen goes down to Clemson, and Jim Knowles, who was trying to get a contract back with Ohio State, struck out twice. And wasn't allowed to go to the championship. Wasn't allowed, but highly influenced not to go to championship because I think they knew he was going to Penn State. Signed a 3-year, $9.3 million contract to go coach with James Franklin. Do you think this is a trend to where head coaches' salaries will kind of level off? Obviously, they're always highly compensated. But the individual coordinators that's maybe opposite the head coach is essentially head coach number two.
But I mean, the cycle of coaching partnerships in college football, pro football, have always been cyclical in that sometimes it's a run on the head coach being the star and he gets all the hub and all the money, and his assistants are just knowing that, listen, if I'm under this guy, I'll get mine later. But then after a while, that coach gets enough and realizes, I don't need to be up here by myself. I don't need to carry the burden of this thing. I have enough money. If I've coached 5 years under a max deal, my next 5-year deal, one, has to be about winning, and two, has to be about more winning. The money side of it, you have enough. Then it's just, look, I need to stay here and add to my riches. Yeah. I need somebody that recruits a different kind of athlete. I need somebody that excels in a different manner than I do. If I'm a Jimmy and Joe's guy, I need an X and O guy. If I'm a recruiting guy, then I need a development guy. And it makes more sense. It's smarter now in the transfer portal to have more talent around you at the top level of coaching.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Nick Saban said it was one of the, contrary to people's belief, what sent him in retirement was the too many holes he had to plug because his staff wasn't as good as it prior. Now, his expectation of a staff is when you have 85 head coaches in waiting that are all around, you know, college and dominating in college. Those are your assistant coaches. I think you're probably used to tasting or eating caviar, and then you got a little bit of sardines. But I also wanted to ask you guys this. Do you think it's now going to work? It's going to go from – it used to be a coach would only coach or hire coordinators that have been with them before. But when you look at Tony White going to Florida State, there's no direct connection, right? It's just based on you're a good coordinator, I want you. Jim Knowles in Penn State, James Franklin, no direct connection.
Dabo, Tom
Allen and Dabo, no direct connection. Essentially, it's like okay, I have to win. So now I got to go hire the best guy. And then also, when you look at it now, and this is kind of flipping to the pros and with the Commanders DP, I'm sure you knew this, but we talked about this yesterday on Inside the Huddle with Harrison. So you have Dan Quinn, a former football player, but he didn't play in the pros. And if he did, I think it was a cup of tea. But of his staff, of the 15 assistant coaches and whatever you want to call them, analysts or whatever, of the 15, 12 of them are former players. 12 are former players. And I think 9 of them I played with or against. I played with Jason Simmons. He's one of my favorite people in the world. Do you think that's the new change? Obviously, it started with Bruce Arians in Arizona, which he hired not only a lot of former players, but, you know, minorities. But then also you saw it with Deion Sanders in Colorado. It seems to be taking over college football where we're hiring the best coaches, no connections, and actually fast-tracking guys that can speak the language. Because you're having so many different guys come in on the portal, you're not building those relationships. It's like, boom, I need to coach DP because DP might be gone by November.
Here's the thing. There are some coaches, and we have to remember that there is not one rule that works for every program or every coach. Not even year to year is it the same. Because if you said that Matt Rhule has to win next year at all costs, I don't think that you have the coaching staff that you have currently. If you have to win next year in full, like you got to win everything, your approach is different. The players that you're going to take the field with is different. And then there are places where some people would say they need to be a Nebraska guy. They need to be from Nebraska. They need to understand how important it is for Nebraska fans it means more to us. Not really. Not really. It really doesn't. They could say, next year, I'm going to go with all former Husker players because they understand what it's like. They have skin in the game. Yeah. They've been here. They know the city. They know the inner workings. They have connections. They'll help you recruit. They'll do all those things. But do they make me comfortable? As the head coach, am I comfortable having people that have a thing that I don't have?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think...
Right? If Jay Foreman can tell a linebacker what it's like to lead the NFL in tackles, and I simply have to just shrug my shoulders and go, what he said.
Sure. and there's a little bit of that. And this is just the difference. This is what our fan base doesn't get, and this is where it's easy. I call it lazy, like, thought process, right? Yeah, you'd like to have people that understand – how Nebraska operates or whatever you want to call it, right? But then it's twofold, right? So we've done both, and we've had success with both and not – or success with some and not success with others. And some coaches might embrace it, some coaches don't. The best thing you could do as a coach – this is just for me, and this is taking actually an outside Nebraska view because I moved back to Nebraska – is you just got to operate on an individual basis, because there's some guys that are a former player that even as a former player, I wouldn't hire because they're going to come in and they're not going to do actually what's right for the whole deal. And there's some guys that might have played here, been very successful, will be on your staff and you might not hear a peep out of them.
Yeah.
And they would actually probably work harder for you. So you kind of get the benefit and you understand. So you really got to do your deep dive in who the people are.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, because it's actually got to be like coaching is more of a people business, even in high school. You know, like you got to like Sean Bryson, he coaches and he runs like a kind of a prep school, you know, down in like Asheville, North Carolina. You know, he's got to wear four or five different hats. He's got to coach different sports, but he also has got to be able to make that connection to make sure that the coaches that he hires are good fits and the players are as well, because it's a different type of high school experience. But these guys have got to, you know, get used to this new kind of – it's going to be revolving. You're going to see Al Golden you know, lead Notre Dame's defense back to, I want, you know, dominant form for Notre Dame, right? And he's going to Cincinnati. Why is he going to Cincinnati? Because he knows this, and it's a great quote by him. There's only 32 of those jobs out there for defensive coordinator jobs. But he said there's only few jobs where the guy that's on the opposite side of the fence, which is the offense, is Joe Burrow. It's like if Spags going to Kansas City, it doesn't matter what happened in St. Louis or New York. They got the ultimate equalizer over there. So it makes your job easier. Then you think of the trickle down effect where Al Golden leaves. Now Marcus Freeman and also Ryan Day are in the same boat. So the highs of the highs are right there. Mm-hmm. You land in Columbus, back to South Bend. Now your staff looks so much different based off your success. So when you look at some of the things in Kansas City, how they're so successful, there's no staff turnover. Whereas like when you have success at the college level, you know, you lose Tom Allen, you know, to Clemson. You lose Al Golden to the pros. You lose Jim Knowles to Penn State. Well, now you're going to say, well, who's going to Notre Dame and Ohio State?
Well, but
and top of Chip Kelly probably going back to the league.
But we used to always talk about the mastery being, I can take your coaches and beat my team, and I can take your team and beat my coaches. That used to be the whole thing, was that I could, it didn't matter. I wanted, if I knew what I was doing and we could work things out, it didn't matter about a lot of stuff we spend time. Now, but money's in play. And substantial amounts of money, and the transfer portal, and NIL, and television rights, and quite frankly, social media. The fact that there are no secrets, recruiting is automatic and out loud, right? You see everything.
Mm-hmm. The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Recruiting is different. It's just a different time. And the people who are evolving or who can evolve will do better. Marcus Freeman, he evolved. He turned that thing on a flip.
Yeah.
Now, he'll have to evolve again. It moves that fast. Because Georgia's not going to stand pat. They ain't happy. No. Alabama ain't going to stand pat. They're not happy. You think Oregon is satisfied? You think Nike is done spending money trying to get a national title with the Nike swoosh on it? No, no, sir. And they are going to write a big check. Hey, man, what's it going to take? Because there's a number in their mind. And think about it this way. If you're Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, et cetera, if there is a number that makes sure that your logo is on the national championship trophy in a sport that matters to you, are you writing that check or no? They all are.
Yeah.
They all are. And that's the game. Now, hey, listen, coach, we'll give you $9 million, and I'll give you another $9 million to get the next dude, the dude that wins the title. You can have $9 million for as long as you want, as long as you win the title. those are the conversations that are happening now.
Yeah, and it's hard because a team that say that's bringing back a lot of players. I think what the players sometimes don't understand, and the coaches obviously, I'm sure they understand, or you know, they learn very quickly, is every year is a new team, and now it's magnified, like you said, with the transfer portal, NIL, because guys can change. So how people react to success, whether it's financial, let's just say social media, or the perception that they have in their own brain, really, really changes. It used to be like, say, every two seasons. Now it's literally every 2 months, depending if you are able to, you know, get a big check based on your production or what your perceived your production is, or for the perception that you might transfer, or you get to, you know, do some things that you normally weren't able to do. But the harsh reality is the more that you're kind of out there on Front Street, the more that people want to beat you. And there's always the knowns, the Oregons, Ohio States. Let's just throw Michigan back in there. I'm sure they'll be better. The Bamas and all that.
Well, their bank account is now digital.
It's nice.
They're digital now. So it won't be long.
Yeah, I mean, well, they just got talent, and they've done a really good job in the portal. And I think the year two under Moore, you know, they'll be more competitive. But then there's always two teams that you just never think of that will be in the mix. And this year it was Indiana and SMU. Mm-hmm. So when you're preparing for the season, and the preparation starts essentially a week or two after the bowl game or your season ends, is you have to prepare against a ghost. And the ghost is somebody that you're never going to catch. You're never going to be stronger than. You're never going to be faster than. You're never going to be more disciplined than. But you or committed than. Because it's somebody out there, or a team out there, because you want your whole team moving in the same with the same motion that you're competing against, but you're actually competing against yourself
all the time.
And everything else outside of that becomes a distraction. And the less distractions you have is going to allow you to be able to deal with coaches going other places and players always going to go other places. But your core values that you plant in your kind of your garden, which is your locker room and all that other stuff, has to be set forth the path. Doesn't matter how many players comes in there. You have to know what the standard is, and the faster you can do that, the more success you have. And that's what some of these teams are going
to
face.
I listened to some coaches in the D.C. area. And so just imagine, think Georgetown, Maryland, American University, GW, et cetera, George Mason, talking about the fact that they're aware that sometimes these coaches have to cause the distraction. Because if you are fully locked in on that, you know what? The only way to beat Jay Foreman's teams is for Jay Foreman's teams to beat Jay Foreman's teams.
Yeah.
And if Jay knows that, listen, you can go through and you can talk about recruiting, you can talk about NIL, you can talk about all this stuff. But if Jay's over here focused and not paying attention to what Maryland's doing and don't care, and he don't care what Georgetown's doing, and Jay simply says, we're kicking our own tail today. Every day, we're going to work on our stuff. That's how you become Notre Dame. That's how that happened. It did. They didn't get any more talent on the team. They didn't all of a sudden get. They were always talented.
Right.
Right. They just said, we embarrassed ourselves, and now we're going to fix it. Or I'm not going to be here, and you're not going to be here. So what are we going to do, right?
And we won't be here.
Right. Yeah. What are we going to do?
Yeah. I know where I'm going. I don't know where you're going to go.
Right. Like, listen, that's what it is. And the coaches in full, if you don't know that your next Notre Dame paycheck is waiting for you, you better take care of your Notre Dame paycheck. Because the next paycheck may be Elon. Right? It may be Shippensburg State, bro. We know a coach that ended up in Ohio. And it wasn't the same. The perks ain't the same. So teams, coaches, organizations, programs will learn to handle their business. And they'll get the best people to do it. And they'll find the best players who fit, right? And the fit part is still the X factor for all these programs.
Yeah. And that's a little tricky,
right?
Because I think that changes as you evolve towards that 105. But I think the fit, you have to really, really go on the – I'm a big believer if you're a recruit, if you're a blue blood program, you're not recruiting any guys that aren't good athletes. I think fit is one of the biggest traits that you have to find. Because fit can multiply you times three. Yeah. That means who you influence, it goes into yourself and two others. Then that's where you can take the blueprint, go down the culture, and that's how you just say, okay, well, you go here, you heard a thing about Georgia, it's like when you come here, it's hard work. When you go to Bama, it's hard work, but it's all worth it. Then it doesn't matter who all comes in. They know it before you pick up whatever that Alabama or Georgia or hopefully Nebraska's area code, you know what the obligation is. So when
but you also know what it isn't.
Well,
you also know certain programs, while on technically of the same level, hard work is relative.
Factual. But ultimately, right. You want to build it towards, I pick up the phone. Number one, as much as I'm obligated to put it on the line, I know I'm getting all the resources and backup to do that. And then as rosters change every year, say major change in a year, every 2 or 3 years, hopefully, then you're able to recover. It's reloading instead of rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? So you better reload. And then you want to, I'd say, not be as big as reload. You want to be able to have consistency.
I think coaches at the higher level who want control of the program and the talent in it are going to start recruiting differently. And I say that because I think you go towards the military academy thinking. That people that I don't have to ask them for effort, because effort, no matter who calls them, they get an effort from this dude. It doesn't matter who calls them. They're going to practice hard every day, every play, because no matter who calls them, they're going to go to class. They're going to excel in the class. They're going to be a good community person, all those things. And then no matter who they're facing, they're going to throw chin checkers the whole time.
Yeah,
I think coaches they'll reach that point, and that'll be the evolution of recruiting.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, Bo Lever says this. He said, you might be able to play, but you have to be able to lead and coach. And that is true.
Always been the problem with great athletes who become coaches.
Yeah. But,
how come you can't do what I do? We talk about Jordan, Bird. How come you can't make an open? Why are you missing free throws? You imagine being on a Larry Bird team, Pacer team that misses free throws.
Is Jordan next after Hubert?
North Carolina head coach? No.
Somebody mentioned that, but
Wes Miller?
Well,
off the list right now.
No, but here's the thing. I think Jordan chooses who the next.
You just fell for this dude stuff.
No. I'm saying this to say that, but no, he's joking, but here's the problem.
There's a deeper point to it.
Jordan's money at North Carolina is a game changer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's game, set, match. And when Jordan goes back to North Carolina with Belichick, and Jordan and Belichick are recruiting the two biggest programs in the state with Nike money, laugh all you want, Duke. Guess what?
Jay Wright might even pick up the phone this time.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, you're crazy, man. Michael Jordan ain't coaching nobody.
Not coaching. But that financing
everything else.
The de facto GM of North Carolina basketball, being Michael Jordan.
Bankroller.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I was just making a Hubert Davis joke. That was really Michael.
And I'm going to say this to say that imagine Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon running their program from one step away. Imagine those programs now.
That's going to be the new age. You're going to have to.
Can I put this in the air that I look forward to the day where Tyronn Lue becomes the de facto GM of Nebraska basketball? The great recruiter, the great. No, never mind. Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Never mind.
But somebody like that. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP. We'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.